Welcome to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. Today we've got an amazing message of hope and healing just for you. God's word never returns to him void, so let this message sink deep into your heart so that you can walk out your complete healing journey today.
Good morning, everyone. It's me, Julianne Hartman, and I'm so glad that you're here. You know, I'm so glad that you're here every single week, because if I didn't have you, we'd have no one to talk to, right? We'd have no one to be ministering to. But you guys are so faithful, and you are so kind, and you are so ready to hear the word. So today, you know, my title is Let's Stop Being So Weak. The reason why we're so weak is because we don't understand what gives us strength and what gives us power, right? And that can happen when, when we've been taught, when we haven't been taught about the power of God. We've only been taught about our own power or our own confession or our own strength. And that ain't going to get you anywhere. We know that for sure. So we're going to continue in Ephesians 6:10, because, you know, I'll tell you something. What is amazing about Ephesians 6:10 is that, you know, a lot of times we say, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fight. I don't know, you know, I don't understand my power. I don't have, you know, I don't know how to, you know, live every day with this pain and this whatever it is, whether it's pain, addiction, conditions. Maybe it's not pain. Maybe it's just, maybe you can't function. Maybe you don't have pain. You just feel sick all the time. You know, whatever it is. We're going to go now to, like I said, Ephesians 6:10, and that's 10 through 20. Because it's really important that we literally go through this. You know, I love the book of Ephesians. And if you guys have your Bibles out, I want you to read along with me, because it's something that you need to meditate on day and night. And, you know, Ephesians 6:10 is all about the armor of God. And what I love is that, you know, the whole book of Ephesians, you know, covers everything from God being, but about the, in the chapter one, we're being chosen by God, right? And so that is, gosh, I'll tell you something. I stayed in Ephesians 1 for so long when I was first getting into the word, because someone had told me, like, if you want to know who you are in Christ, go to Ephesians 1. And what I love about, we're going to just stop it. We're going to not go to Ephesians 6 right now, but let's keep, say it, Ephesians 1. And it says, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Are you faithful in Christ Jesus? Heck yeah, you are. Grace to you and the peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. But blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. That number one, you know that you have been blessed. That's that you are blessed. And that's how you know when people are like, well, you won't get God's blessing. No, just bring them over to Ephesians 1 and say, blessed be the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. That is for you. That is for me. Don't let anybody else tell you that, well, you're not blessed. And, you know, if you didn't do this, you're not that. The only qualification here is, are you saved? I mean, that's it. Do you know Jesus? And so let me ask you that. Do you know Jesus? Have you made him the Lord of your life? Because I'll tell you what, we are making other things the Lord of our lives daily. And that's not good. I will be honest with you, 100%. You know, I just can't, you know, sugarcoat words, because sugarcoating gets you nowhere. And I know that you all know that, because you guys are powerful people in the army of the Lord. And we all know, I don't care what your circumstances, I don't care how you feel or what your current circumstance looks like, but we're going to talk about your power today, because that might be the one thing that you might think you know, but you are really missing. But no matter what, here it says, that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Who are we to live in any other level of this blessing? Like, seriously. And let me tell you something. You know, I talk to a lot of people. I mentor a lot of people. I mentor anything from young people in their early 20s to people older than me and people my age and in their 30s and 40s. I get everybody. And I hear the same story over and over and over and over, that the people have no hope, that people have no, even though they, I'm saved, but isn't going to work anymore, because your but is what's stopping the power that's inside of you. I know Jesus loves me, but what? But I don't feel it. Well, that's not God's fault. He didn't ask us to feel it. Now, I know that some of you that maybe have never heard me before, gosh, my bangs are in my face. Some of you that have not heard this before, let me put this hair over here so I can not be distracted by my hair. Talk about distractions. For some of you that maybe are just listening to me now for the first time, you might go, wow, that girl's really harsh. Guys, I am not being harsh on you. What I am being is I spent too many years being weak, knowing that God loved me, knowing that Jesus, you know, the power of Jesus, the power of the cross and the resurrection. But I spent a very long time, you know, trying to figure out where I was in all of this. And you don't really, you know, I mean, the other day I was talking to someone that was in their 20s, you know, and I told him, I said, listen, you really don't have time to keep wasting and to keep spinning your wheels. Either you're in or out. And this person was out only because they felt they were condemned by the things that they do. And, you know, just stop doing those things. Like, that's all I can say. You know, sin, that kind of sin has no power over you unless you allow it. And so the only way that you would keep on living in that sinful nature, because we don't have that sinful nature anymore. But the only reason why you would keep living in those sinful actions is because you're not putting any weight on the fact that you are blessed in the with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You're not putting first in your life that you are holy without blame before him in love. That you're not thinking about you have been predestined to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. You know, there are things that maybe that you're just thinking about the sin that you're committing and how bad it is. You know, listen, and let me just say this. You know, you being sick and you crying out to God and saying, God, you know, what's going on? Don't think of that as sin, all right? Because a lot of people get condemned by that. And I know that you might be watching this for the first time and go, bad, that girl's harsh. But again, like I'm telling you, I don't want you to waste any more time. Okay? Seriously. I don't want you to waste any more time. And that's what happens. You know, we waste so much time. And I'm not willing to allow you to waste any more time. Your life is so precious and you have so much in your life to do. You've got people to minister to. You've got children that haven't even been born yet to lead and guide and to mentor. You've got so much ahead of you, so much of your life in front of you that it's awesome. Okay? So do not think that your life means nothing, because it means everything. All right? We're going to just take that minute. That's like my commercial break. Now we're going to get back into this word, which this word is so loving and it's so kind, and it wants, oh my gosh, this word literally wants to jump off the page and put itself right in your heart so that you do not spend one day thinking anything else but blessed are you, you know? And so that's, man, that's so important that you know that how blessed you are and how loved you are. And I know some of you do know that, but I will tell you something. Even if you say, well, I know I'm loved, think of it, don't even go to a natural love, because we cannot even begin to measure natural love as opposed to the love of Christ. It's like, this is natural love. This is the love of Jesus. Okay? This is where you're at. This is not where you're at. Be here. That's where you're going. And I'm not putting a ceiling on it, because it's whatever. You can do whatever, all right? You don't have to put a ceiling on it. You can just grow and grow and grow. There is no ceiling. Why? Because every day, you know, we serve a living God. He's alive. The word of God is quick, and it's alive, and it's sharp, right? So the word of God should be living in you newly living in you every day. All right. In him we have, this is Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known the mysteries of his will. I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. You know that, you know, God does not, okay, for you, the believer, God does not work in mysterious ways. Why, you ask? Because it says it right here. Having made known, this is 1:9, Ephesians 1:9. Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. What do you think about that? So having made known, there is no mystery for you who's in Christ. Really, seriously, there is no mystery. He's revealed his whole self to you in his word. And through his, just in your everyday interaction with him. You know, I'll tell you something. Just yesterday with all, you know, with Hartman House, which is the foundation that Healing Journeys Today is under, and, you know, I'm doing all the donation receipts and all that stuff. And it's a lot of work. And I do that all myself. And then, of course, I have our businesses. And we have four other businesses besides Hartman House. And, you know, I have my regular, you know, personal taxes and stuff. It's a lot of work. A lot of work. But you know what? Yesterday, I started feeling really overwhelmed by it. So I literally was taking the trash out, because the trash comes Tuesday morning. I was taking the trash out early, and I was walking up my driveway, and I just said, you know what, Lord, I'm just going to give you all of this. I'm just going to do the work as I need to do it, but I'm going to give you the stress behind it, the deadline stress behind it. I'm going to give you all, you know, sometimes when you're trying to find stuff and you might not have filed it where you thought and you can't find it, and you've got your files on your computer, then you've got your files on your phone, then you've got your files inside your email. Oh my gosh, right? And you're trying to get it all. And I keep really good books. I really do. And you're trying to do it all, and then you can't find things, and then you're just like, but I literally was literally walking up the driveway, and I said, Lord, I'm giving this to you right now. I am not going to sit here and be stressed out and be so frustrated because I can't get stuff done. Now, I did that for like 2 hours, meaning I wrestled with all of this for 2 hours. And then when I gave it to him, oh my gosh, I came back to my office and all of a sudden I just started bam, 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 getting things done. And some of the things that I thought were so daunting, like, oh, I've got to fill out all these forms or whatever, was so easy. No, just fill out questions 1, 2, and 3 and sign the bottom. And what I'm trying to get at is that no matter what, you know, with Suja Ann saying, like, you know, all the stuff that's going on, just say to yourself, hey, or say to the Lord, say, Lord, I'm going to give you this right now. I'm going to give you my body right now. I'm going to give you the pain right now. I'm going to give you all of these things that I cannot handle. I'm giving them to you. I cannot, but I should not be handling them. Do you understand that? Because he says that we shouldn't be handling that stuff. That stuff is too much for us. It's causing stress and anxiety. Therefore, give it to him. Nothing is worth you taking it all in, especially when we've got something like this, the armor of God that we have access to, that we have on every day. We don't take the armor off. That's something that is now on us. We don't take that armor off. Okay. And let's see. Oh, and here's another good thing. This is 11. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the guarantee of your inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Wow, look at that. Seriously. Having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And here is a good word that you need to look at, that we need to look at, I need to look at. And whom also, having believed, believe, that's the problem. Having believed, man, having believed, that is so important. Having believed, and we, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. What were you sealed with? Let me hear you. I want you to write it, or you can yell it. But if you can't write, yeah. And I want you to write down, what have you been sealed with? The Holy Spirit of promise, which is the guarantee of our inheritance. Man, you know, I'll tell you something. This word is just, it is so life-giving. It is so life, it's so depression ending. It's so anxiously eradicated. I don't know. These are words I'm saying, but it really is. It's so empowering that the God, okay, now I'm going down to Ephesians 1:17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And that's why we're going to go to Ephesians 6:10. Because that is what's so important, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Man, I don't even have to go to Ephesians 6:10 because this is amazing. This is powerful. This is powerful. Okay, Barbara says, how does it take away depression? Very good question, Barbara. Why? And so now let me ask you a question. Well, everybody. How does this power, how does the Spirit of God take away depression? It takes away depression because depression is a spirit. Just like fear is a spirit. Depression, that is oppression. That means something, depressed means something is pushing on you. What is weighing you down? Anyone out there with depression? What is weighing in your head? What are your thoughts every day? What is coming down on you that is making you feel so depressed? So depressed that you feel that you can't get out. That is a spirit of depression. That is a spirit of whatever, you know, whatever might be going on in your life. But you have the power of and the authority. Remember, we've said this before. The power is the Holy Spirit, because he says you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. The Holy Spirit and the authority is what you speak out of your mouth. Do not allow anything to speak to you, to talk to you and tell you how bad you are, meaning your condition is, your situation is, and how sad you should be because people like you die. Right? That's what the world says. And we talked about this before. We don't look at a worldview of what's going on with you. We look at a biblical view. Barbara, you have all the power and all of the weapons that you need to tell this thing to go and to never come back. And that's anybody else that's dealing with depression. Now, so if I was dealing with depression like I did before many years ago, I don't get depressed anymore. You know why? Because I caught it red-handed. Just like the other day, we caught a mouse in our house. Oh my God. The thought that there was a little Stuart Little in my house living and I didn't even know it. Ah, that's so gross. Anyway, we caught it. We baited the hook, right? Or the trap. We baited the trap with some cheese and it went for it. And we caught it. So I say this to you. You've got the authority in your body, in your coming out of your mouth. You have the spirit of the living God. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in your body. I don't care what sickness and disease they may have said is in your body. I'm telling you your biblical truth, which trumps all other words and lies and things that have been spoken to you, but you have the same power that raised Christ from the dead on the inside of you. You need to look at that depression right there in the face and say, go now in Jesus' name. I don't need you as my friend anymore. I don't need you as my companion anymore. I don't need you to wake me up every day, every morning and remind me of your presence. I don't need you to rock me to sleep at night with your insinuations and your words and your feelings. You have no part of me anymore. Your body, anybody out there that is experiencing depression, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you understand me? These are not things that I just dreamt up. Guys, this is what God says, that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That means the Holy Spirit is living on the inside of you. Now, this might be the first time you've heard this, or this might be the thousandth time you've heard of this. I don't care how many times you've heard it. You still speak it over yourself, because that is what is truth. The other stuff is not truth. The other stuff is lies from the pit of hell that is trying to keep you down and depressed. Man, that is powerful. It says, and you, he also made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, which you don't anymore. When you walked according to this world, yeah, depression is all over, especially nowadays. And you, he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh. And you know what? Being depressed and fueling it is a lust of the flesh as well. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh, that's fulfilling a desire sometimes when we don't want to change. We don't want to get out of our current situations because, hey, I may not know what it's like to be healed, but I do know what I'm like right now. Maybe I like this because I know what to expect. Believe it or not, people feel that way. It's easier to stay where I'm at, stay sick, than to even think about what my life is going to be like. Well, that's like the guy at the pool of Bethesda. It was easier for him to be sick and just use excuses every day when the angels came and stirred up the pool. Well, everybody else, you know, someone else gets there before me. When those angels stir the water, someone else jumps in. He wasn't ready. But I'm telling you guys today, you're ready. You're ready. It is time. You're ready. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh and of the mind. You hear that? Desires of your mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. That is not you anymore, beloved. That's what God calls you. That's not you. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Remember, this is not about you and what you've done. It's about what Jesus has done already on the inside of you. Lest anyone should boast, for we are his workmanship. You, my friend, I'm telling you, look at me right now. I want you to write this down. I want you to write or type this. You are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. You write this. I am his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that he should walk in them. You are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. You are his workmanship. So now we are going to Ephesians 6:10. You know, this is, it says, therefore, putting, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. I started at 26. Oh, that's Ephesians 4. That's why it's not working. 6:10. There, let's see. I should have put a little post-it there. Finally, my brethren. Finally. Like, finally meaning above all everything else, above it all, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Doris, be strong in the Lord. Barbara, be strong in the Lord. Carrie, be strong in the Lord. Andrew, be strong in the Lord. Lois, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. So this is the last, I mean, when he says, finally, my brethren, this is, hey guys, these, you are my, you're my, my army. You're my brothers. You're my sisters. Finally, no matter what else we've talked about in Ephesians, right? No matter what else, be strong in the Lord. Because here's the thing, your weapons are the most important thing. If you don't know your weapons or how to use your weapons, your spiritual weapons, you will not be satisfied and your flesh will be upset because you're not seeing anything change. And then you will start going to the desires of your flesh because your flesh is going, well, that doesn't work anyway. All that God stuff, all those scriptures, I've never seen them work. Well, let me tell you something. I have seen them work. They work in my life every single day, whether I choose to see something or not, whether I choose to believe it or not. I could be having the worst day, but let me tell you something. That's just in my flesh. The worst day to me was the day that Jesus went through, honestly. But anything else is not the worst day. So we're now, so Ephesians 6:10 now is talking all about your spiritual weaponry, because that's what was going on with the Ephesians. They had a lot of head knowledge, but they didn't have, they didn't understand their strength. They didn't understand their power. So things were starting to turn bad. And so that's why he's saying, be strong. So what I love is this. You know, there are certain things in the Bible that God has commanded us. And this is, be strong in the Lord. So this is a command from the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. And that, and the power of his might. And that's why I'm telling you individually and collectively, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord. Being strong in the Lord is full of might, because you are an army and a divine force of nature. That's what you are. I know you don't feel like it at all, probably. But you cannot go by how you feel. You know, it's like, let's say that a burglar breaks into your house and you may not be feeling good, but are you going to not stop the guy from breaking in your house and stealing all your stuff because your flesh doesn't feel good? No. You're going to jump out of that bed. You're going to jump out of that wheelchair. You're going to jump off your couch, and you're going to fight for someone to not go and steal all your stuff. Well, it's the same thing here. But I know, and I totally get it. I totally understand that we go through, because we've been going through days and days and weeks and months and years of feeling this way. I totally understand. I understand why. Let me put it that way. I understand why you feel that way. But I'm telling you, you do not, you cannot feel this way anymore. You've got to start tapping into, what does that mean? That I am strong in the Lord. That means that you are a power full of might, an invading army, a divine force of nature. Wow. You are explosive. That is, I love this. Explosive human power that comes with enormous energy. That is what that word power in that scripture means. In the Greek, it's dunamis, which that is a power that is, I love it. Is a person that has inner strengthened, that is inner strengthened with explosive human power that comes with enormous energy. And his power needs to be put into something in order for it to work. Guess whose container he put it in? Yours, mine. Yours and mine. Do you understand that? You know, I've been working on this Ephesians 6:10 now for probably not just with you guys, but with our Bible study on Wednesday nights and our Wednesday. We do a Wednesday. My husband and I do a Wednesday Bible study Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time as well. And we've been talking a lot about the whole armor of God and just, man, this is just something that I know is missing. It has to be. Guys, it has to be missing because, like she said, how does that power get rid of, or how does the Holy Spirit, the sealing of the Holy Spirit get rid of depression? That's the problem. Is there something that's missing? But I do like that analogy I just gave. No matter how you feel, if someone just broke into your house, you're not going to just sit there like a sitting duck and say, here I am, come get me, here. I'm here. I can't move. And you're just going to come and beat me up and take all my stuff. Go ahead. No, I know you better than that. You're going to get up and fight no matter what it takes. So what the good thing is about this is that you don't have to physically fight this. You have your spiritual weapons. Number one, the word of God that you have. You don't have to scream it. You don't have to yell it. I'm very passionate. You know that I always tell you I'm not mad. I'm just passionate. I am passionate. I'm not yelling it because I can. That's just the way I express my passion, but not everybody does. Everybody expresses it in a different way. You have your way, however that way is. You use this word of God to cut this stuff out. You use it. I do every single day. There's not a day that goes by that I don't use it. I just want you to know that. Not a single day goes by without me using the weapons of my warfare, of the warfare. Remember, it says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in Christ. Hear this. The whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the devil, right? Be strong in the Lord. I'm sorry, using the same word, might. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Same, I mean, what's his might? It says the weapons that are mighty in Christ. It's not mighty in you. And this is not in the power of your might, of his might. So you know now it's not you, it's what's in you. And we're either going to walk in it or we're not. Seriously, half walking in it doesn't mean anything. Walking in it fully, completely. And you can do that today. You don't have to pass a course. You don't have to graduate from spiritual weapons school. You know, like how you learn how to fence and then you get like a certificate or something. That's not this at all. Do you understand that? You start using this today while you study other things too, but you start using this. And I will guarantee you that you will see a difference in your life. I promise you that. I hope you guys have gotten something out of this. I'm sure that you have. Yep. Let's see. Carrie says, today was the most horrific day of sickness that I've ever felt in 5 years. Today was also the day that revelation of healing came. Surrendered it all and saw myself healed in the spirit. I could see myself taking off a suit of sickness and walking in freedom. Woo! Yay! I am so happy for you. Carrie, that is it. This is awesome. This is amazing. You're not going to focus on this was the worst day. You're going to focus on this is the day that I got revelation of my healing. Amazing. Awesome. I'm so happy. I can't even tell you how happy I am for you. And I am, and all of us, we stand in agreement with you, Carrie. We stand in absolute agreement with you that this revelation now does nothing but grow strong in the power of his might. That revelation is becomes such a so real that you can tangibly touch it. That's what's exciting. Man, that you just made my day. Thank you so much for sharing that. Praise God. Well, guys, thank you so much. God is good. So we thank you. I thank you for joining me today. So be prepared for greatness because you are deserving it. Thank you guys so much. And we'll see you next week on Healing Journeys Today. All right. We love you.
We hope you got some great nuggets of wisdom out of that teaching. Thank you for listening to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. And don't forget, you can find us live on Facebook and YouTube 7 days a week. If you would like to donate, please go to www.healingjourneystoday.com. Isaiah 53:5 says, "And by his stripes, we are healed." God bless you.